You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we are giving away a Chef IQ Send. So let's start here, Jerry. We'll start with a couple of people, and then if we have some time, we will get into some sports updates.
So this, if you want to probe your meat, this is the thing right here.
All right. Two people who are willing to come up that think that they are grill masters. Two people that are willing to come up, not afraid of a microphone, that are willing to come up. I saw one hand here, one here, and a one back there. All right. You guys come up right here with the green hat. And then my man with the beard with the black hat and the Mets. Can we just get somebody to give them the right way up? Maybe a Jess, maybe a Big Hurls, maybe a Sean Kennedy. Anybody with a little go-getter attitude. We'll go and bring these guys up. And we're going to do a little game here with Jerry Recco is going to quiz these folks.
You are?
I will.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. Good to see you, Jerry.
Nice to see you, Boomer.
So you know what we're going to do is, Jerry, I'm going to hand it over to you because...
What is the issue here?
we got three guys, but two of...
Only need two.
So
One guy's out.
Get the Yankee fan out of here.
Yankee fan's got to go, so...
Yeah, we got Juan Soto. You get out of here. There he is.
What's your name?
Yeah, Bob from Belmar.
Yeah. Bob from Belmar.
How are you?
Long commute.
Good to see you too.
Very cool. So here's what we're gonna do. And who are you? Your name in the green hat.
Mike.
Mike, where are you?
Darien, Connecticut.
From Darien, Connecticut.
Wow.
That's traveling, unlike Bob from Belmar, who just walked down the block, which is cool.
I did.
That was awesome. So here's what we're gonna do. So we're giving away the Chef IQ, right?
Yes.
You're gonna have to win two lies and a truth. The guy who gets the most right is going to walk away with the Chef IQ. All right, these are show related. You guys good with that?
Yeah.
All right, I will tell you right now, just real quick, we are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right, so here we go. We'll go with, names again? Bob and
Mike.
Mike. Bob and Mike. All right, Bob, you go first. Two lies and a truth. I'm going to give you three things. You're going to tell me which is the truth, which are the two lies. Number one, this is Boomer related. Number one, played football at Maryland under head coach Ralph Friedgen. Is that a lie or a truth?
Truth.
No, God.
For real? You said Maryland.
Under Ralph Friedgen, you dope.
Listen, we got right? to get schematics.
Gosh. Okay. Well, you got to listen to the whole thing.
Okay, that's fair.
He won a Super Bowl.
No.
What?
You know, I'm about this close, really.
What I do?
I'm going to kick the living crap out of you and Al.
I didn't do anything. Holy smokes.
See what just started, Eddie?
All right, so you're 1-1. You're 1-1. Let's see if you can break the tie now, and I'll give you the win for this one. Lost to the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
That is also a truth.
All right, so yeah.
Oh, boy. I know what you were doing when I was playing.
So cool.
All right, do with your right hand.
You stand aside for a second. Here we go. All right, Jim, you ready? This is about Geo. All right, this is about Geo. Two lies and a truth. Has a tattoo.
Mike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you too.
That works.
Mike, my bad. He has a Knicks tattoo.
Geo?
No, Al Dukes. Geo. Yes.
False.
That is correct. He's got a Vikings tattoo. You're one for one. Next one is an accomplished musician.
True.
That is true. Last one, if you get this, you're going to win the round.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
Accomplished. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I won the Super Bowl of music.
Oh. You did.
Yeah.
Last one. His mom flies private planes.
Like not...
No, not private.
Not
a small... I'm sorry.
Not like, on a private jet.
No.
Is
single,
my mom a pilot?
Yeah, that's a better way to put it.
Well, the way you're putting it right now, I'm going to say true.
Wrong.
No,
okay,
his
dad is. All right, so we're tied after one round.
We're tied. Come on up, Bob.
Here we go. Here we go, Bob. You ready? This is about Al Dukes, all right?
Al Dukes.
Okay. Al Dukes. Al Dukes, Al Dukes. Two lies and the truth.
Al Dukes is a weirdo. True.
He has a golden retriever named Whimsy.
That is false.
That is false.
It is a...
It doesn't matter. It's not a... It's a very good job there. All right, here we go. Next one from Al Dukes. Favorite condiment is barbecue sauce.
I'm going to go false.
That is false. He doesn't eat anything with sugar. You're two for... If you get this one, you're going to put a lot of trouble on Mike. Last one. He loves quiet nights alone.
Oh, that's definitely true.
That is very true. Three for three. Well done. Well done. All right, here we go, Mike. You got to get all three of these. Otherwise, Bob's the winner. This is about Eddie Scazzeri, white wine connoisseur.
False. I would say red wine.
That is red wine. Good job. Well done. Here we go. Number two.
By the way, Bob's hammered already. Everybody knows that. Nobody said
Bob
it.
Bob or Mike?
No, Mike. I'm sorry. Mike. I might be hammered right now. Good job, Mike.
I love you.
All right. Here we go. Number two. Claims to be a drinking machine while playing beer pong.
Who?
Eddie. The guy we're talking about.
Oh, Ace Gazzeri? False.
Yeah. That is false. It's
Carbons.
All right, comes
down to this.
Last one. Yes. Once drank a guy under the table, and the guy was fired the next day for showing up for work, for not showing up for work.
You just say true or false, man. Yeah. Two choices.
False.
Oh, Bob, you win.
Chef IQ sends goes
good
to
job.
Bob.
Good job,
Mike,
man.
You did a great job, man. All right, good job.
That is true. Just Eddie once drank a guy under the table. He didn't show up for work the next morning, and he was fired the next day.
Hydrate. Hydrate, Mike.
True.
Hydrate.
Yes.
Good job, Bob. Made one of these,
good
okay?
Job, man. Good
and
job.
What? Yep. Let's watch Mike down the steps. All right? Good job, man. Enjoy yourself. We don't need a lawsuit on our hands. Sean, you got him? All right. Remember Boomer. First Boomer in Geo Live. Same type of thing. Same type of thing down the steps. So very good there, Jerry. Chef
there
IQ Sense.
Win the
right
Chef
here.
IQ Sense.
Probe
How about
your
that?
Meat.
That was very good.
That was very good.
Probing your meat, baby.
Probing your meat,
probing
baby.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nobody does it better than Chef IQ Sense. All right, so
I'll give you a couple of things just basketball related here. We'll start with, because we got the Knicks and Pacers tonight, game two. We know how game one went and all that. So just a couple of things here. Give you Tom Thibodeau, guys, talking about, you know, responding after that deflating loss the way they fell late the other night.
tough losses are part of this league. It happens, right? And then you got to bounce back. So it's how you respond to what happened. The game is over with. You move on and be ready for the next game.
And that is tonight. Here's Jalen Brunson talking about being in the right frame of mind. I hope that's what he says.
I'm pretty sure everyone's going to be thinking about it, but I think our mindset has to be short-term memory.
Mm-hmm. And
all right, then, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You betting on tonight's game?
Yeah, I'll bet the Knicks tonight. For sure. Yeah. I still say Knicks in five.
Okay, you say Knicks in five.
Well, I got to stick with it. They should have won game one, okay. So I expect them to come out and win game two.
What is the spread tonight?
I have not looked.
I haven't looked either, Boomer, but when Jerry continues to play some cuts, I'll give you the answer.
All right, so last one from the Knicks. This is Mikal Bridges talking about feeling good going into. Despite what happened the other night, they feel pretty good.
Energy's fine. Energy's pretty high. I think vibe's good. I think it's just, you know, just owning up to, you know, not finishing strong.
And try and get this win and even things up before. Because I actually, and the reason part of the winning in five is I think they've been better on the road. And I think they'll win their games in Indiana, believe it or not.
Knicks are a six-point favorite.
Okay.
6 points.
Do you have the money line numbers for me?
Yes, I do, Jerry.
More so.
The money line numbers, Knicks are minus 255.
Oof.
Pacers are plus 210.
Minus 255?
Yeah.
Ugh, okay. Well, I'm still going to bet them either way. You guys like Adam Schein, right?
Oh, yeah. Love Adam Schein.
We know Adam Schein.
Hey. We're in the middle of a goddamn pandemic.
So he loves the Knicks, and it's fair to say he didn't take that loss well the other night.
The game was over in the books. 1-0 Knicks. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Go bleep yourself.
He said what?
Go bleep yourself.
I thought he could actually curse on that show.
Yes, he can.
He could if he wanted to.
I suppose on SiriusXM.
Yeah, he could.
He's not going to do that, though. So that'll be tonight around 8 o'clock or so, game number two at Madison Square Garden. Last night you had game two in Oklahoma City where the Thunder went up 2-0.
Randall catches. Dort strips him. What a play by Lugans. Dort, a first-team all-defensive selection. Outstanding anticipation. Dunk. Giving to Shea down the lane. Floats it on the run. Banks it home left-handed on Alexander Walker and gets a bang for his bucket. Oh, what a play by Shea. SGA, so good always.
Yeah, that's Thunder Radio with the call. They wound up winning 118-103. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander had 38 points, 8 assists. They go up 2-0.
You know who had a tough game last night?
Julius Randle.
Yeah, he had a tough game last night.
And, Anthony Edwards actually played better and Randle did not.
Yeah.
And how do you explain this to me? We were talking about this before. Chet Holmgren is what, 7'4"?
7'4", and he weighs about 180 pounds.
How do you play 35 minutes and have 4 rebounds?
Yeah, I don't know.
That is,
he's a screen. You know, he gets pushed around. That's why.
Because they push him out like
thank
that,
you. You know yeah, thank you very much. Okay. Here is, how do you pronounce this head coach's name? Dagnall?
Yeah, I mean,
sure. Whatever his name is. He's the Thunder head coach talking about... you know what? Skip it. I don't need to hear from him. Give me Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. No, we don't need that either. All right, give me Dave Sims. The Yankees won yesterday.
Baldy, his pitch hit well. Right field, backing up Garcia on the track. Looking up, it's gone. How about that? Urban Vivas with his first home run. And the Yankees have a 1-0 lead.
And that
so do we like it. Dave Sims?
Oh, boy.
No? Yes?
Well, there's not a lot of Yankee fans here.
Yeah, we got a thumbs up, a thumbs down, and a so-so. So,
and a lot of Met fans, in fairness.
Yes. All right.
But it takes a while. It takes a while to get used to
something. It does.
Yeah. Do you have Ricky Ricardo on that call?
Play it. No.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Not here. No, I don't.
I would love to hear that call.
I'm sure they can effort that, as you will. But that was the only run of the game. They won 1-0. They sweep away the Rangers. You got Yankees and Rockies tonight. The 8-42 Rockies. That'll be on the fan at 8:40.
Bet the Rockies, Jerry.
Al's going for the sweep.
What?
He's going to pick the Rockies in a sweep, he said.
Really,
Al? He wanted to know what kind of odds he could get. Yeah.
No, well.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Mets open up a weekend series with the Dodgers. Griffin Canning and Clayton Kershaw, the starters there. The Giants officially signed their top draft pick, Abdul Carter. To
and
a
by
fully
the way,
yes.
Have you seen the headbutting videos between Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo?
Yeah, you sent me that yesterday. Couple of oddball kids, but I like it.
You know what? Your quarterback slamming heads with your fullback. I love it. that's two meatheads. That's great. That's the kind of guys you want. Those are real men.
Real men.
Hey, Al, come over here. Give me a headbutt.
Oh, God.
No. Don't do it.
That's
no,
a
no,
bad
no,
idea.
No, little headbutt.
No.
You don't want to do that?
No.
No. Hello? Oh, hi. As we know, the skull is made of bones, and I have osteoporosis.
And the Panthers beat the Hurricanes 5-0 to go up 2-0 in that series.
All right, so there were a few people that were making this trip that were special. I'd like to see if they're around. I know Larry from Indiana made the trip.
Get out.
Yes, yeah, he did.
He drove.
You're
here.
Kidding.
Where is Larry?
Larry, where
Larry
are you?
Larry from Indiana.
There he is.
No
right
way.
Yes.
Come on up here. Get
come
over
on up here.
Here,
Larry.
Wow. Come on, Larry. Get over here. Come up by these stairs. We'll put you on in the next segment, all right?
Holy
and we also
cow.
Have to find Tracy from Atlantic Highlands, if she is here yet. She's probably going to come, like, make some grand entrance, like jumping out of a hot air balloon or something. So she's not here yet, I don't
that
think.
That would be cool.
But she better be here because we got plans for her. And no, we're not going to make fun of you, Tracy, if you're listening. It's going to be a good thing. But we'll get Larry up here, who drove from Indiana.
Wow.
Now, he is a Pacers fan, but he still likes New York, and he likes us. So we're going to be kind to him.
Yes.
Man, I tell you, sometimes you picture people in your head of what they look like.
Not what I thought.
Based on their sound, and I was completely off here.
Me too.
I thought old beard.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Much younger man.
Yes.
You know what I would say? I'd say former nose tackle.
Look at this guy. All right, so we'll get him next segment. We'll talk to him, make sure he's all good.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.